In case you missed it, last week, Black Youngster was on lip service, and here's one of our favorite moments. Decode this for us. All right, if a guy tells you, well, you know, I don't want to post you on IG because it's not for the world to see.
What's I respect it, man.
You don't like it all.
He's spinning you.
No. See, I'm going to tell you, though, the reason I respect that man, I mean, it's I look at it like, who knows? Maybe he a gangster. Maybe he did something he's probably been done before. Maybe it's some happy part trying to just keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. But they got, he got pictures of himself and his kids and all that other shit, though.
You know.
Right. So, ladies, in our heads, what does that mean if your man won't post you on IG?
He got 10,000 other bitches or at least one.
All right, y'all having a good time so far? All right, I just want to get a gauge for the room and who's in here. How many people are doing something for Valentine's Day tomorrow and have a boo? Okay, how many people do not?
Oh. Single is the new sexy. Is single the new sexy or no? Single is the new sexy? Oh, okay.
Hold on. But we appreciate y'all being here with us.
With G.
I keep telling guys, I'm like, there's a lot of beautiful women that actually come to lip service. So y'all are doing yourselves a disservice if you don't come to this, because I think this is like incredible.
It's amazing.
I don't know. Gigi ain't make my drink, so I don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Gigi, I like to have a drink, too. Y'all want me to talk, twerk, and make
drinks?
Yes. Do I like to suck dick, too? I mean,
yes,
damn.
You might.
Shit.
All right, so we're really excited about people that are coming through because we're doing all kinds of things because, of course, is anybody here doing anything special on the up here from lip service for Valentine's Day?
We have a spa day.
Oh, yeah, we have a spa day with Neo.
Yep. Don't be jealous.
They're doing promo.
Yeah, the good man. Shout out the good man. You
the
know
good
the song.
Man.
Y'all go get
single.
That song because that's about to pay for that massage we about
the
to get tomorrow.
The good man is paying for our spa day.
But we also have some really special things for you guys tonight. Now, I don't know if you guys saw, but we are giving away a mattress. Mattresses are important because when you get a new boo and your old boo's out of there, he don't like sleeping on that old mattress.
It's not just
with them
mattress.
Old cum stains on it.
It's a custom luxury mattress.
That's
Let's
right.
be clear. Y'all know we bad and bougie over here. It's a custom luxury
This shit
mattress.
Expensive. That's okay. what she gonna say. It ain't no cheap shit.
Exactly.
Good mattresses last a long time. I still have my mattress from like 7 years ago that my son's father bought for me.
Everybody's thinking something right now. What y'all thinking?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. One time,
surprise.
My ex-boyfriend that I used to, I lived with a guy one time. It lasted 2 months. That shit was no bueno. But when we broke up, he tried to drag the mattress down the steps.
That's disrespectful.
They're important.
I was like,
mattresses
where
are important.
You ain't got no car.
He was going to carry it on his back. He was
nah,
so
he
mad.
He just didn't want you to have that shit. He probably was going to leave it outside. That's
You're
what
damn right we had a lot of fun on that mattress.
All right.
Without him.
He should have pissed on the mattress too, just so you ain't bring that shit.
But we posted about it, so if you want to try to win this free mattress, because you might need a new mattress for you and your new boo, okay, we put it up there so you can do your hashtag for your best bedroom stories and you can win that. We also are giving away a spa day, a massage couple spa day, but you can also bring your friend, your mom, whoever, because that's really fun too, to do a spa day with your homegirl or with your mom if you don't got a boo.
Me and L'Oreal doing a spa day tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Valentine's Day.
She gonna be my bitch tomorrow.
That's courtesy of Up Spa. So we're gonna tell you how to win that shortly. But next up, how many of y'all watch Love & Hip Hop? Don't front. I only heard a few people. For right. real, keep it real. How many of y'all watch Love & Hip Hop?
And y'all know y'all been tuned in to that new Miami season. Don't act like y'all ain't been watching the Miami, the 305.
How many of y'all got a crush on the Mala La Negra? All right, well, she is here with us tonight. And she's been doing a lot of, like, you know, Black History Month stuff and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, look, this is going to be, and, you know... This is going to be a fun interview for her because it's different from a lot of the other stuff that she's done. So let's give her a warm welcome for Amara La Negra! Yeah. Why are you playing ponies?
Does she know she's coming?
Here she comes.
Amara!
What kind of special drink you got?
Hi, y'all.
I got a little sun upstairs. I was ready.
Okay.
I've been ready up there.
Look at how good she looks.
Thank you. We kind of matching a little bit. You see, we're like all we're, set up. You know what I'm saying?
We're actually contrasting a lot, but we both got on outfits.
Yes, yes, we do.
Oh, now, man. A lot of women here said that for Valentine's Day, they ain't got shit to do. What are you doing for Valentine's
Day? Who ain't got no man?
Woo!
I know.
Who has a straw? Because I need one.
I need one too, because I don't need to smear my red lipstick on this glass.
That's so funny. I just stole Angela's straw. I swear to God.
She really did.
I did. Yeah, I stole it.
You don't know where my mouth been.
Ooh.
Oh, well, what? It's safe. Okay. I think it's safe. Everybody. I think it's safe. I trust you.
I swallow.
I trust you.
And me too.
Don't worry. We're even.
Stephanie now too.
Dios mio.
Well, no, I haven't done that in a long time, so
oh,
hey.
Okay.
Swallows?
Me either, don't worry.
I haven't done nothing in a long time.
What? Why, girl? You,
okay, well,
you
can I can be open like that
be
here,
open.
Right?
Be open. Be open.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know if that's a long time, but I don't remember. I mean, I haven't had nothing since like October.
Oh,
October.
Yeah, that
okay,
is a
October.
Long time.
What fucking month is that?
Is that bad? Is that too awful? Or is that okay?
But you
nothing,
have
nothing. Nothing. Like,
you have toys.
Nothing.
You don't know toys or nothing.
I mean, I really not really too much of the toys because I've been traveling a lot, and then I have a crew. You know, I have my manager, assistant, PR, this and that, and we're usually all together all the time. So it's like. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of alone time anymore.
Y'all ain't got no fuck buddies in here?
You need to find you a waterproof toy.
Yeah, girl, you got to use it.
I don't like fuck buddies.
Like, if you don't, I say this all the time. I feel like if you don't have sex for too long, if you go without it, it, like, dries up. You got to use it.
Actually, no, I don't think so.
Be careful. Oh, my God.
No, I am so good right now that I'm good. When he gets
it's marinating stuff.
Yeah, yeah, when somebody gets it, it's the season.
He's going to love it.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Like a crack pack.
It's gonna be nice and tight. And
yes.
No, listen, it's gonna be good. Tight. You gonna
okay,
be
okay, so I just don't like to be passing it around. Like, you want some here, take it. No. You
no,
gotta
I was
work
fighting. I was fighting with my thought for a little while.
My thought.
Yeah. And we no, didn't have thought. Sex. I didn't have sex for like 7 weeks. That's 7 weeks is a long time.
It's almost 2 months.
Right. And when we finally had sex, it was like, it was trash because I felt like, you know, you got to work it for it to be really good. Like, you got to
practice it out. No, you really have to like the person, though. Because if you're really physically attracted
no,
to that person.
No, I'm in love with this person.
But was he good, though? Was he
it's
talented?
It's amazing, yes. But it was just like I felt like, it, you know, like my, like everything kind of closed up. It like
if better than if my pussy's dry, it's your fault.
And like, damn, now I gotta
it
train
closed
it.
Up.
I felt like, damn, I have to train it to be to you know to
no, mommy,
for this, but to feel
wait,
good
wait, wait,
again.
Wait, wait, wait. The first round, when you haven't had sex in a long time, the first round is practice. It's like we're warming
right?
up.
Right.
Then you come
yes,
back.
I,
and you beat
I agree
that shit
with
up.
That. I agree with that.
Exactly.
I agree.
So Amara, do you prefer when you date a guy, right? Let's just say somebody asks you out.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Would you rather that he doesn't know who you are at all, or would you prefer that he's familiar with you?
I'm gonna have to go 50-50 on that. I kinda like it when they do know a little bit about me, because then you know not to play with me. You know what I'm saying? You know that I got you know that my DMs is full, but
boom.
But at the same time, when you don't know, I kind of like it because then I don't have to feel as if you're with me for the hype,
right.
Or you're with me because you're trying to get a come up, or you're with me for the shine, for the followers, or all that stupidity. So it's like 50-50 on that. I kind of want you to know, but not too much.
All right. Now let me ask you this: if somebody asks you what is your weak spot, because you know, ladies, do we all have a weak spot?
What yeah. you mean? Like, break that down. What's a weak spot?
A
like
weak
how?
Spot is like, if he licks you here.
Oh, my God.
Sucks here.
This is too much.
Kisses
Mom!
Here.
Is she here right now?
She's
no.
Definitely
oh, I'm like, this is awkward. She got to go.
Okay,
security.
I'm going to
we would have had to take your mother out of here. That's just a fact.
My mom is cool, though, you know.
Yeah, my mom is cool. My
not
mom
like
is
that,
too cool.
We talking about, like, sucking dick and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, but if I had to suck dick, the first person I'm going to call is like, Mom, how do you do it?
You know what? Oh, no.
Hi, girl, you wouldn't be here.
But my mom and I are cool like that. I'm saying, though, everybody's like, oh, because not everybody has that relationship. But my mom and I are cool like that. Like, anytime I'm going to do anything too weird, and I don't know, I'd rather talk to my mom than talk to a friend, because
no.
friends come and go.
Did you really?
But my mom is going to be there and be like, girl,
get drunk, get like this, get informed, do like this.
What is your background? What's your mom? Your mom?
My mom's Dominican.
Yeah, that's a Latino thing. Like when I was a kid, my mother, she's always like, oh, you know, I gotta change. I'm gotta put these nice panties on to see my boyfriend. Me and my sister are like, ew.
Right.
You know, the Latina mothers, they be like friends.
I've never asked my mom how to suck dick ever.
Hell no.
No, my mom, she's trying to tell us like, oh, you gotta use condoms and you gotta do this and you gotta do that. And we're like, mom,
but my mother,
we don't need to talk to you about this. You're crazy. Like, I don't want nothing to do with you. Like, shut up. Ma, ew.
Nah, that's too
far. I swear.
For me
right,
personally,
for moms,
too far.
Like, mom, so wait, ew. Like,
mom, did
doing?
You really ask your mom about how to suck dick, though? Did you be real?
No, I asked my mom. I asked my mom about other stuff, but not about sucking
dick. No, but
dick,
she's saying,
though, if I got that unlocked.
If you
I'm
wanted
good.
To, you could. If you wanted to, you could. That's what she's saying. Like,
right,
that's,
right, how, right.
That's the kind of relationship.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Cool.
I mean, so I'd rather ask her, like I said, than ask a friend, because especially now, you tell a friend, oh my God, girl, this man did this to me, and the moment you guys aren't friends anymore, guess what? She's going to make sure that everybody knows that you'll be the first one sucking dick and getting it up your ass and doing all types of shit. No. Mom, I'd rather do that.
I understand that.
Yeah. All right, so ladies, all right, I'll let him out. I think about it. What's your weak spot, L'Oreal?
My weak spot is my clit. If you get that far, you made it.
That was my answer.
Come on in. I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, yeah, this is definitely not PG-13 at all.
I mean, okay.
No, we're not.
Gigi, what's your weak spot?
You know me.
There we go, team.
You know.
Good answer.
Two.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah, two is my answer.
Two. Steph, what's your weak spot?
My weak spot, okay, like, I'll be like, no, we're not going to have sex tonight.
Oh my God.
I don't want to have sex. Mm-mm. And then it's like, let me give you a massage. So that's my weakness. Like, that back massage, it always turns into sex. Always say no to the back massage.
Next thing you know,
the back massage is a trick.
Doggy style.
Next thing you know, exactly,
doggy
there's
style.
A dick in between your butt cheeks. You're like, oh, shit.
How did this
oh
dick
my
get
God.
Into my butt cheeks?
It feels so good.
Actually, next thing you know,
what's
you're throwing
yours?
It back.
My
and there you
what are you supposed to do?
Throw it back.
You know exactly. What are you supposed to do?
Throw that thing back.
Come on.
Throw that ass.
So that's my weakness.
But if
we want to talk about spots, I'm sorry, Ange. If we want to talk about spots like over here, like by the ear,
like that.
Even just breathing there, I'm like
breathing. If you're breathing,
you know what I don't like when somebody puts their tongue in your ear.
That's
don't do that.
That's
so annoying, God. And they swear it's sexy. You always gotta like.
Oh my God, I got so many guys have tried
like, nigga, am I swimming?
Like,
what the fuck is no? Don't it be clogged,
nah, bro?
Like that.
Chill.
That ain't the move. Don't do that on Valentine's Day.
Okay, but I want to know your spot. What's yours?
Okay, so nipples.
Okay.
Who said yes?
Yes.
Okay, from this side.
I like that.
Oh, okay, I know mine. Now that I kind of understood, I would say that my little weak spot is my butt.
Oh.
Like, there is something about a man's hand and
that
the way
booty.
He grabs you. You have to, like, reach and grab.
Oh, no, she's
it.
Talking about that aggressive
yeah,
grab.
Yeah, there's something about yeah. that hand and that
give
butt.
Give me that ass, girl.
That just makes me feel like, oh, my God, no, stop. What are you doing? No,
stop, but right. don't. Yeah, but stop.
But that's his right. weak spot, too, I bet.
Huh?
I said, I bet that's his weak spot,
you know
too.
Probably. But you know what's another good spot? The neck.
No.
Like, I always...
No,
the neck
I'm telling you, right by
starts.
The ear over here, you just
yeah,
breathe
there.
It's like,
yeah, the right around
cool.
there.
Oh, my God.
My neck does nothing for me. You're just there. I mean, I'm going to fake it for you. Oh, my God, yes. And in my mind, I'm like, are you done? Move
you
on.
Know, the nipples used to be a sensitive spot for me. Like, I used to like that, but then I got my boobs done.
No, but
and
when I got my
like,
boobs done...
So you don't have sensitivity in your boobs no more?
I gained.
A little something, but it's not the same. Like
it's not.
It's not the
you,
same.
Friend.
After you get your breast done, I feel like when
no.
they take the nipple off and then sew it back on,
oh,
it's
see,
like,
different.
It's never
see,
the same.
See,
it's
I didn't,
never the same, guys.
I didn't have that type of surgery. My cut is in my cuff, and after I got my breast done, actually both
no,
times,
you didn't, yeah.
my shit increased.
You didn't get it.
No,
you
no,
didn't.
I didn't do all of that.
Man, I got a whole breast lift. They cut it off and sewed it back on. It's crazy.
But your boobs look good, though.
They look amazing.
They
y'all
look natural.
Just scared me. I got like the
thank
whole
you,
lot
baby.
Of titty over here, and... I don't really care. Like, the titty is more for the guy to me. Like,
I'm going to keep these B cups.
Keep them. I miss my B cup.
I mean, I used to be a B cup too, and I got mine's done last year, so I know.
Do you have sensitivity?
You miss the small one sometimes.
There's one, but then the other one is kind of like, it's coming along. It's going to take some time.
No, exactly. No, I probably, like, after 2 years, 2-3 years, you'll be back to normal.
No, mine's just still new, so it's still, you know, it's gonna take some time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now with Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow, I got to ask y'all, is it possible to be in love with two guys at the same time?
Yes, you can be in love with your man and Jesus.
Because I really want to be.
That's it.
Of course. Caught in between the two, cause I really wanna be with you.
Hey, of course.
Yeah, that's too much.
You can love two niggas at the same time, but you can't love, like, a guy can't love two bitches at the same
Why
time.
Not? That's not
no,
right. No, no, no.
God,
no,
you gotta kill his ass.
Christ, that's it.
Kill
Wait,
his
who's
ass.
Wait, who's there with their boyfriend or their husband or whatever?
Anybody?
Like?
Don't admit it, girl, if you are.
Who's there with somebody
Where
that's married,
couples?
But you
Where
decide,
Where are the couples
bitch?
In the building?
Ooh! All that's fucked up. That's like, who's gonna put their hand up? Yeah, I'm on the side, bitch. No, ain't nobody gonna do
no,
that.
No, we had some side bitches in the building last time. And
yeah,
they was proud to be in the building.
Who
yes,
was?
Because
you know, this is like the holiday the day before Valentine's Day. Like... I'm going to take
oh,
you
right.
out.
Oh, right. Side bitch appreciation day is on Thursday. I forgot.
Now, it got to be the day after because you got to tell
Thursday.
The bitch I fell asleep.
Or you was oh, locked man. Up.
I was locked up.
Right?
I got locked up.
So, for y'all, okay, so two people. Could you be in love with two people at the same time? Is that possible? You say yes.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm a Libra, so I have two. Libra gang, 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 gang. I have too much love to give. So I feel like I must share a little bit over here, a little bit over there. My manager is always complaining because I have the biggest crushes all the time. And then I can fall in love every week. Every week I'm in love with, oh my God, you're my
That's
baby daddy.
A Libra.
And then like, oh no, I love you. So then that's just how I am. I think that you can. I think you could be in love with, you know, two people.
What
Why not?
You, what makes you fall out of love?
One, if you're stingy, for sure. I hate stingy men. Like, I can love you so much, but when I see myself struggling with your ass, guess what? Love is gone real quick. Like, I ain't about to do this shit. You got me all types of fucked up. Like, I'm not saying don't ride with your man. I'm not saying if he's a good man, don't be there for him. I gets it. But I said in an interview recently... This is very many years ago. Don't judge me for it.
We would never.
This is a no judgment zone here.
We don't do that here.
I was like back in college, right? And I went out with this guy because I thought he was really cute and he thought I was cute. So I was like, okay, fine, let's go out to eat. When we went out to eat, he picked me up at my house. We went, we had dinner. When we were done, he passed the tab to me.
Oh,
wait,
we talk about this all the time.
Wait, espérate. So I said, in that moment, I was like, okay, I see what you're doing. I'm independent, yada, yada. I got this, woo, woo, woo. I got my money. I can do it. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, maybe he's just testing me. Hmm. So I was like, okay. Huh. I came and I paid. Yeah. We left. Lovely. He opened the door. I sat down.
He had to. You just paid him.
Wait. No. No, no, no. No.
That was $5 an hour.
When he drew... No, no, no. Listen to this. When he dropped me off at my house, he asked me for gas money.
Whoa!
I'm like, I'm done. I'm done.
Where'd you pick this? This loser?
He's a weirdo.
Oh my god!
The worst part is that there's girls that they're cool with that. They're down with it.
Where?
So they feel like
y'all down with that?
No.
Fuck no.
But
fuck
they be feeling,
hell, fuck
they be
shit,
feeling
no.
like if I could do it to this one, I can do it to the next one.
It's a no for me, dog.
You ever saw a hell date? That's what that sounded like.
When
the devil came out at the end.
The little midget devil. That was too much.
Midget is a bad one.
Did the devil come out at the end? It had to be a hell date.
What if he had a little midget dressed in a devil costume? Hell no, you got me fucked up. I don't even fuck about your dick.
What did you say,
Ash? I said, what if he had a good dick?
Then he's
You're not going to find out.
You can find a rich man with a good dick.
They can only do but so much. Like, seriously. A lot of guys get away with a lot of things because of their dick game. No. But after you get it, I'll lay there and just look at you like, why the fuck are you here? Like, I'm done. Bye.
But that,
so, no.
That good dick paid the bill that night because he gave you that good dick and you paid that bill.
He did it. He did. You think I was going to give him some of this ass after he made me pay and I had to give you gas money? Oh, hell no. Wait, I
can't believe that you gave him
gas money.
No, I didn't give him gas money. But the fact that he asked for
I was just there looking at him like mad crazy, like. So there you go. Hey, there's all type of men out here in this
world. Crazy. I'm from New York City, though. Like, the bummy guys don't have cars, so they don't ask for gas money. They ask for, like, a burger
he's regretting it, though, because look at me now.
How many people are regretting it now? Because I'm sure you get a lot of people regretting it.
Oh, they be all up in my DMs. Oh, how you doing? Hey, long time no see. And long time we ain't gonna see.
At least his bum ass had a car. At least his bummy ass had a car, girl. Come on. You gotta look at the cup half full sometimes.
Be too much. Too much.
No, but I don't think you could be in love with two people. I think when you're in love with somebody, you love them. You know what I mean?
And you can't love them.
When they start getting on your nerves and you start looking at somebody else, you're falling out of love.
But you're still in love.
No, I feel like you can love somebody forever. I feel like everybody that I've ever been in love with, I still love them. I love you forever. But to be in love, that's something special. That's something that probably only happens in the first year.
I'd be looking back like I was never in love for real.
Like, love is different. In love is special.
It depends on the person.
You can't do that for two people. That's too much. Because when you're in love, like, you can't, when you're in love, you know, you can't stop thinking about them. That's the only thing you want. Blah, blah, blah.
But you know what's great when you have a backup when you with your man and then you're like, I got a backup. You fucking up.
Oh, but you know, like,
damn, it's like that. Love.
You gotta keep one nowadays because these niggas don't be shit sometimes. So
when I'm in love,
you can't just be chilling with the one because now you looking crazy because he chilling with the 55.
Oh,
and then now you sitting there looking like Bobo the Clown. Like, at least have a nigga you texting or something.
Some entertainment on the side.
When I'm in love, I suffer through everything. Like, I just want to be with you, and I want to be sad for you. I want to be happy for you. I just. That's it. I'm just done.
We could do all that with the sad nigga that I'm texting. And I'm going to talk to him about my day, too.
That's another problem. When I fall in love, I cut off all my other joints.
I'm like that, too. I'm like that, too.
Do you call them and tell them, or you just cut them off?
Yeah, and then when I'm mad at the one that I love, I'm like, damn, I got no fucking...
That's why you got
When I fall in love, I'm the same way. I cut everybody off. Like, all my attention is going to be towards you.
Exactly.
Not to mention, I'm too fucking busy to be handling so many niggas at the same time. Like,
no,
and this is too much.
And
like,
then
I got
when
a job.
Fucks up,
I got shit to do. I got to be traveling.
No, and then when he fucks up, you like, damn, I don't got no other... Who I'm going to text now?
See, I'm just not sucking
and
two
no
dicks.
One... Exactly. That's another thing. Like,
I'm not
one dick is
dicks.
Enough.
That's too much. That's one too many, bitch. Whoa. I got one down pack.
I agree.
When it gets to the sun, I ain't got time. That's it.
All right, with Valentine's Day coming up, how many of y'all have ever dated a guy that says that he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day?
What was it?
How many people have dated a guy that says they don't celebrate Valentine's Day?
Me and Gigi just talked about
I'm the one like, oh, you do? And I come with chocolates and a whole bunch of gifts. Happy Valentine's
balloons,
Day. And they're like, hey, what the
balloons,
fuck?
A teddy bear.
And you know what he got for you,
right,
dick.
Right, G? Right. Oh, you don't celebrate Valentine's Day? Okay.
Well, bitch,
this year you celebrate Valentine's Day.
But what if he says, I don't celebrate that? It's a fake holiday.
I don't fuck with niggas like that.
No, and then what happens is they end up giving you give them all those gifts and then they give you money. Like, all right, here. Happy Valentine's Day.
I don't see anything wrong with a guy who doesn't really want to celebrate Valentine's.
Nah,
maybe I'm just cheesy like that, but I like it because I think it's such a nice, you know, day and everybody's in love, yada, yada, and then you don't want to feel left out. But to me, it's not such a big deal. Like, Valentine's Day needs to be every day. Don't be saving all of that for one day, like that
Preach.
One day.
And
you better treat me every other day or every
Preach.
Day. So... It doesn't have to be, you know, like that one day you
now
have to wild out.
That's true. If a guy does special stuff for you all the time, you shouldn't be mad about Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
But that's a lot of pressure for the guys
too. He
don't
got a calendar. If he could do it every other day, why the fuck he can't do it February 14th?
That's what
he
I'm
got
saying.
A bitch.
Like, if you can eat my pussy till I come every other day, you should do it on the 14th
like,
of February.
Like, nigga, now you got to do it twice today. Like,
exactly.
But
you
the question me? Is, do you do something for him on Valentine's
Day? Yes.
I get it.
Valentine's Day is when you let them put it in your butt.
Oh, we left some lube for y'all on the table and some condoms.
Safe sex.
That's to get fucked in your ass
Wrap
tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
Use the lube. I'm telling you, it helps.
Okay. No. All right. Well, she's like, I value my ass.
Let's ask your mother what she thinks. No, I'm joking.
Oh, my
mom
God.
Would tell me, you better get get drunk and get it.
Yo,
your
Lauren,
ass,
yo, like, I'm not fucking with you, no. More.
I'm drunk. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Well, damn, that took me out of this. Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if that's how you, that's the type of gift you want to give your man on Valentine's Day, all right.
Okay. Dookie booty.
Not me. My shit is an exit only, man.
Would y'all feel weird if the first time you fucked a guy, he didn't try to use a condom?
Yes.
That's gross. That's disgusting.
You're doing that with everybody.
Wait, you said would you feel weird?
Yeah, if he didn't try to use a condom.
Most guys don't want to use a condom.
That's
so
a fact.
I wouldn't feel
They're
weird. Like,
gross,
oh my God, you don't want to use a condom? What's going on? I wouldn't feel like that. I think that the one that has to put the pressure on the dude to wear a condom is us. Because if it's up to them, for the most part, they just want to stick it in. Like, they really don't care. There's 1, 2, 3, I'm hot, let's go. Ah! But it's really up to us to be like, esperate, hold up, wrap that bitch up.
What if his name is Usher?
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking.
See,
I like his song.
This is
Boo. Yo, L'Oreal.
I don't know. We drinking effing, so
he's not here.
You know, I'm drinking a thotty on the rock.
It's a piece of fur stuck on my shirt from my coat.
This girl, man.
No, but listen to me. If a guy, if the first time we're having sex and you try to fuck me without a condom, like, I'm losing total respect for you. Like, I'm sorry. No, what do you mean? Why? I don't even care if we're talking for months.
Not like, agreeing.
You have you heard of HIV? There's herpes in the world. Like, I love everybody, all people, and God bless everyone who has STDs. You know, it is what it is.
No.
But I'm saying, like, I like my pussy. It's so fire. I love my pussy so much. I'm using condoms. I like condoms. Like, they're fantastic. I say this all the time. Don't I say this all the
she
time?
Says
condoms
it all the time.
Are fantastic.
What if you went to Sunday
they come
Stick
in all
and
sizes,
put a condom on?
All smells and shapes.
Stephanie, what if you went to suck his dick and he put a condom on?
I'm going to be like, are you paying me? Because this is
that's
some prostitution.
Escort, yeah,
like, what the fuck is this?
Business.
No,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
like, are you?
Wait, what condom?
Am I getting
I'm
paid?
Lost.
You're gonna sign a check?
Wait, I'm kind of lost. So you would suck it without a condom?
Is there an envelope in the bathroom?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Listen, I do say this, I'm gonna admit to this. I try to be as honest as I can, and I love condoms in my pussy. But I'm not gonna lie, I do take raw dick in my mouth.
I get it.
That's the same
what
herpes.
What am I supposed to do?
You want to get the herpes either way.
Right, so then the next
Jesus.
Day, God forbid.
I mean, I check it out, you know.
No,
Nina. You look at it with the lights on.
You know, I check
You turn on
I
your
check
iPhone
it out.
Flash.
Yeah,
you turn
I check
on your
it
iPhone
out,
flashlight.
But you know what I'm saying. What am I,
I mean,
going to
yeah,
do?
Okay,
what am I supposed to do?
But okay, what's the difference, though? Because if you get it in your mouth and you get it in your
you're
pussy.
Oh, right. There's a
Wake
listen.
Up the next day, your lip is like this. Like, hello.
No, and listen, guys. I've checked it out. I've done the research. You can get all those diseases that I'm so scared to get in my pussy. In your throat.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It is true. I don't mind my
you
throat
You can
burning.
Get chlamydia in your throat, bro.
But it is kind of
like,
weird
why?
To suck it with a condom, though.
But that's
it
one thing.
Weird,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I've only been having sex with one person for the past year and some change. But even before that, like, I'm not the type of girl who sucks everybody's dick. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've had sex with guys that I didn't put in my mouth. Because I'm paranoid.
Now that we have that established.
But I feel like if you're not comfortable to put the dick in your mouth, you shouldn't really have sex, right?
Right. All right, so what's a good reason to break up on Valentine's Day? You know, holidays are rough.
His baby mama called your phone.
No.
Oh, my God.
You break up with him because you didn't see or hear from him all day, and then the next day he calls and tell you he was locked up.
And that means you're the savage.
Yeah, for real.
That's why you break up with
him.
Yeah,
you break up with your boyfriend on Valentine's if you don't see him.
Well, he broke up with you, really.
That's what I was
exactly.
About to say.
It's over.
Well, y'all don't go together because
that's it. It's over.
What's another good reason to break up on Valentine's Day?
If you're with your
what if it's like I got to spend the day with my daughter?
No.
Oh, hell no.
AKA
my baby mom.
Exactly.
No, that's
all of us.
Break up.
All of us. And I'm going the fuck.
Now, you should fuck with him because he's telling you the truth because he's going to be with his baby mom, his real Valentine.
Exactly.
So or if you're okay with that.
But what if it's not Snapchat and his daughter everywhere, the two of them?
Because she's holding the camera.
No, exactly. He's doing
it.
He's
holding up a
photographer,
right?
Somebody had
she's
to take
Johnny
the picture.
Nunes for the night. Like, she's taking a picture.
Oh, hell.
Yes. Smile.
What if he's doing selfies with his daughter? The two of them are out for real. He's calling you.
Okay, but why can't I go though? Why can't it be the three of us? Why I gotta be just you and your daughter? Like, what's wrong with
me? How about you take your daughter out on an early tip and then we go spend some adult time?
Right.
Oh my God, I hate dating guys with kids. Jesus.
I mean, but I feel like in our day and age, like, everybody got a kid. He got a fucking kid.
No.
He got a kid or an STD. Pick one, bitch.
Ew.
Which one you want?
I'll take the kid. Wait, do y'all have kids?
No, I don't.
I do. You don't?
I do. I have an 11-year-old.
Gigi, me and Ange don't.
Yeah, it's kind of hard these days, honestly.
You don't got no damn.
No, I don't.
It's so hard.
No time soon. I've gotten scared with the years. I know that this has nothing to do with Valentine's, but now that we're talking about that, I've gotten scared through the years of having kids because they come out your vagina.
Right.
It's really not that bad.
I need that vagina.
No.
You know
it's
what I'm
really
saying?
Not
like,
that. Ladies, tell us.
Or you can
really
cut your stomach open and
right?
have a C-section.
It goes right back to normal.
No, but
sometimes
I feel like this. I feel like this. If you got a girl and her pussy's tight and she got a kid or two or three and the pussy's still tight, that's a test of all time. That pussy gonna be good for a long time. That's a good test.
There's a lot of moms out there that have multiple kids that look good as fuck.
I'm so scared.
And I'm telling you, I have a kid and my shit just got closed up after 7 weeks. It was like, ow. Oh my God. Like, it was so boring.
I ain't trying to experiment no time soon, so I'm all right. I'm straight.
I'm with you.
I'm going to keep it right nice and tight. Ain't nothing coming out of that. No time soon.
No, take your time. No rush for kids. That's your biggest blessing, you know.
Okay,
there's
one
no
last
rush for
Valentine's
that.
Day question before Amara gotta
all
go.
Right, cool.
But let's just say that you just started dating somebody. It's a holiday now. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow. What's the protocol? Is he supposed to do something? It's a brand new relationship. Like, you're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Because some people feel
so
like...
we're dating, kind of, sort of, maybe not really.
Right, so some guys feel like if I take you out on Valentine's Day, it's very serious. Because that means now we're solidifying it. But if you guys just started, you know,
I'm
talking
bored,
to each other.
And everybody else is going out. Fuck that. That don't mean we on a date.
You are right? On a date.
That mean we went out together because we both ain't have nothing to do. I'm
but no, wait. Day, bitch. It's a date.
I went on a Valentine's Day dinner last year and it wasn't with a guy.
Bitch, you
dinner.
Went on a date.
Bitch, that was a whole dinner. Like, we were not on a date because I didn't fuck him.
Okay, but did you like him?
Nah.
A date doesn't mean you fuck somebody.
It was okay. I'm going to be honest. I was single and I ain't had nothing to do. And he was like, you want to go to Vandal? I was like, sure, I'll have a drink. Like,
and it was a date.
The fuck?
The same way that guys invite us out to talk about business and then the next thing they tell us how pretty we are, right? We just had that conversation.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
was a date.
God, yeah.
I always get tricked into dates is
the
what you're
business,
telling me.
Yeah. Guys be like, oh.
I do.
I want to meet up and talk about business, and then y'all meet up, and it's just y'all two.
Like,
so
you know,
we're
you
quiet
look
with candlelight.
Ravishing.
And they're like, oh, you're so beautiful. I just want to tell you, this a date, bitch.
You're like,
oh,
shit, fuck. How
I
do
didn't
I get
sign
out
up
of
for this.
Nah, I don't know. I don't feel like
that
it got to be a date.
But Valentine's Day is like not just a regular day.
What are you supposed to do?
No,
then?
I feel like in the beginning, when you start dating someone, and if Valentine's Day just so happens to be a date that is around the time when you first start dating someone, if you go out, that's it. You
Wait.
Go together.
Okay,
that's
hold
it.
Up. Nope. Girl talk. I'm going through a little situation now. I didn't want to put out my business out
okay.
there like that. Okay, fine.
Oh, now let's she go. Got a man. Oh,
girl talk.
No, now it wasn't October.
No, I... She was trying to play the part like, oh, no, I don't got time to be
yeah.
alone.
You know, I got a job and I'll be filming.
Traveling. Come on, bring it on. What's the girl talk? Bring it on.
Okay, listen.
Bring it.
So there's this guy, right?
Yes,
right.
Girl.
And I think he's really cute and everything.
Okay,
he's so
okay,
cute.
Okay.
And then like
he wants to take you out tomorrow.
No. We already went out to dinner, right? Like we just went to eat, right?
I hope you ain't paid, bitch.
Did he ask for gas money?
Right.
No. So it was lovely. We ate, yada yada, great, fantastic. Next day, he didn't text me, and I was like, but I already know that game. You're trying to have me, you know, I'm thinking about you, la, 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 la. So I didn't text either. But then, the day after that, he texts me, all right, cool, we're chilling. Everything has been lovely ever since. Valentine's is coming tomorrow. Should he invite me out? Should he say something, or what's the status? Like, what's the next move? What's happening?
Yeah, yes. Baby. He should be
and
like...
And if he doesn't, does that mean that we're not cool?
Well, is his girlfriend busy?
Absolutely.
Angela, come on. She was being
clearly she is. She has plans with
him. Damn, Angela. You see, everybody tries to act like Angela's that innocent. She is the trouble. Hey,
that's the worst out of all
did he
of
tell
us.
You if he's in a relationship or not? Did it come
he's
up?
He's not.
Oh, he's not.
See, are you
he's
sure?
Not. So he's specifically...
Trouble. Well, that's what trouble. They all say anyways. Trouble. But okay, he's single. Right.
Everybody got somebody.
Somebody. That's a lie, because I ain't got nobody.
You got to break in case of emergency.
No, nobody's texting you. Yeah,
well,
listen,
well, they could be texting me, but I ain't giving nothing
that's
to nobody.
Somebody.
Like this.
I ain't
if this
that.
Is the guy, you went on a date with him, you guys, you know, look cute.
It's
you
cute, cutesy, keeping it cute, cutesy.
Tomorrow, he's going to text you like, Happy Valentine's Day.
What the hell does that mean? I can't
and you're
going to
be like, oh, thanks, babe. Happy Valentine's Day. And then he's going to be like, what you doing? And you're going to be like, oh, you know, I'm taking care of my business. I'm doing my business. You know, like, you know.
Let's go
like
a
boss. Like a boss. And then he's going to be like, all right, so we're going to have dinner later. I got you, baby. That's what's going to happen for
I
you.
I don't think so.
Amada, do you text
Stephanie,
anybody?
Miss Cleo.
Do you text anybody and tell them that you love them now and put emojis, like
no.
Heart emojis? Nobody?
No. I don't. I never say I love you or none of that. No.
No heart emojis. No kissy heart.
I can give you all the emojis in the world, but I ain't telling you I love you or none
oh,
of that.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm the heart queen, bitch. The heart eyes.
The heart eyes.
The tongue.
Not me. I'm so cold with my text. I'm like, oh, what's up? No. Tongue. Period.
Yeah, the tongue, bitch. You got
oh, okay. Period. If I now if my to my thigh, I'm like, okay, good morning, baby, heart, kiss,
love you,
GC, love you, baby, heart, kiss, but to everybody else, okay, period.
Nah, if I like you a little bit, you're getting at least three emojis. If I like you a little bit,
ain't I cold even in the group message? I'm cold as fuck to everything. Okay. Period.
Oh, I don't do that group message stuff. That is so annoying.
No, but we have a group message.
Yeah,
we're like
back to back to back to back. Okay, I get it.
No. We don't play those games.
We have a lip service one. We only put dick pics in there and the schedule for lip service.
And we be talking gossiping. A little gossip.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with guys? Do you have a problem with guys using emojis?
Hell no.
Come on. I love when guys
use the tongue emoji. No, I like when a guy sends me the tongue emoji or the happy face with the little tongue sticking out like, delicious.
The thirsty one?
I like that.
With the thirsty one, with the drops.
I like that.
He better send you some drops, bitch, or he don't fuck with you.
Right.
If he don't send you them three raindrops, drop tops.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I miss you, baby. Yes. No, you're right.
He don't like the pussy if he don't send you raindrops.
Right, yes. Yes. No, I know what you're talking about. You're right.
Thank you.
I know exactly. It'd be like, oh, I miss you, babe. And he'd be like, I miss you too. But the smiley face with the tongue sticking out and then all the drops.
If it ain't the tongue with the drop. No, if you get the tongue with the drop.
The tongue with the
your
drops,
shit fire. Believe that.
But there's also five other fire bitches getting those same emojis.
Nah.
Copy, paste.
I don't know. I never seen another bitch in my whole life.
Exactly. What bitch you talking about if there ain't no other bitches that exist in the world?
All right, Amada. I know Amada has to go because she's here doing her whole press
run. She don't want to leave.
I don't. I love what's going on.
But she's going to come back. You know, and I love the fact that you came through to show us some love because...
Most def. I didn't know that we were going to be talking about ass and dick and everything, but right. I'm grateful. Thank you. This has been fantastic.
I'm grateful.
Me
too.
I
love that.
Gracias.
She said, I know we're going to talk about ass and dick, but I'm grateful.
I'm grateful.
Thanks.
Thank you for having...
I left some things out of my chest. Just put it out there. Yeah.
There we go.
If you're grateful for the dick, raise your hand.
Woo! Yes!
I'm grateful.
Now, I really hope she get that text message asking her to dinner tomorrow.
Oh my God,
I'm so excited. Can you please let us know if you end up going on this date tomorrow or what happens?
Yes, okay. Yes, most definitely. I'm going to let you guys know.
I'm telling you, he's going to hit you up like, he's going to try to be, you know, because y'all not solidified. You know,
we're not.
Yeah, so he's going to try to be nonchalant like, Happy Valentine's Day. But don't act like that. You got to be like, okay, happy Valentine's Day. Because I feel the same way. I'm the same way. Like, I'm so nasty when it comes to text messages. Like,
I just don't have
you know
that
what
time.
I'm saying?
Like, this is how I am. If I want something, if I like it, I just go for it. I'm not, except with my twat. But if I like something and I just go for it. Like, listen, I like you. I think you're da 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 da. Okay. I'm a guy. What's up? Like, where's all the guys at?
No, but what I said is like,
where's all the guys at?
There
are like 10 guys. We all like women who don't have time though, because we're busy. Do you think it's too aggressive? Rather better. Do you think it looks ugly or aggressive? A girl tells you straight up, listen, I think you're fine. I like you. And you know what I'm saying?
No, that should be sexy for a man, right?
What's good? Like, yeah, let's get to it. Tell me you like me back. Come on.
They like, no, well, if you do all that, that's too much.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, do we really have to finesse it? Like, oh, my God, yes. No, I'm busy. I don't know. Like,
play
that's
games.
Too much.
For me, I'm really busy in the beginning. But once I like you, I'm like, oh, I got to work tomorrow, but I can cancel it. You know what I'm saying? I could work.
Hold on. That sounds like some lip service shit stuff.
No. Oh, shut up. Every time I didn't come to lip service, it was for a good reason.
All right. Don't you fucking cancel for no dick. Wait, over there. Do you find it bad if a girl is like that? She's like straightforward.
Who's that? Heineken over there?
Who are you pointing at? Don't ask Heineken.
He's marrying her, he said.
He's married. He's married already.
Oh,
he's married.
He's I was married. About to say, Jesus Christ, that was a lot for one text message.
Why you ain't
no, that's
her
what
with
I'm
you?
Saying. I ain't about no games. When I first meet you, because I don't really like you that much, I'm like, listen, I got to go to work. I gotta do something. My son is calling me. Like, I got a beeper. I don't know where the beeper is, but I got it. And I don't got time. I just don't have time. But once I like you, once it's on. You're around. Oh, please work. I don't even have a job. What are you talking about?
I know we gonna.
I don't got a job. I can't live with you.
I know we gonna check Baller Alert the day after Valentine's Day to see if you went on your date. That's all I know.
Absolutely.
Because I want to see you hiding at the restaurant like that. You can't hide behind your afro. We gonna see that. You gonna be like this.
You'll never know. Before you leave, what is the number one thing that you look for in a man? If you had to say the number one thing that's important to you for a man.
Personality.
Okay.
I'm really big into personality because I'm a big, happy, bubbly person. So I like people that have a good personality. That's just me.
You'll date an ugly motherfucker with a good personality.
I have.
Okay. That's good.
I don't really care. Just like I don't care about the physical aspect as much. Like, I've dated the really, like, bad guy that you have to lift the stomach up.
Oh, nah,
you OD and that's
whoa.
Too much.
Oh, whoa.
Nah.
Wait.
Listen, let me tell y'all something, though. Them big ones pay like they weigh. Don't you sleep.
Hey. They better do
them
something.
Them big ones pay like they weigh. Don't you sleep.
I don't want lifting up nobody's goddamn stomach, okay?
Nah, baby. I only fuck with fine ass niggas. Like,
no.
I'm sorry.
And that's why I asked that question.
All my niggas got a six pack.
Like I said, I'm a personality type of chick. The
what
about a little
girl? Let's be clear with this.
Let's be clear with this. Because sometimes I feel that men are very judgmental towards women. And they want us to look at 1,000. No stretch marks, no cellulite. You have to have a six pack. Your hair needs to be on thick. Your nails, you have to be perfection. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think you have to give men the same break. I'm okay dating a guy who's not physically wow. The
she
biggest
got a
thing,
good heart. That's
you
nice.
Can change that. Personality to me is everything. God forbid you were to get into an accident. Your face, your everything gets fucked up. I'm still going to rock with you because you're good to me. I like you. So that's just how I am.
Yeah. That's good. So all y'all cool, ugly niggas.
Who said yes?
Just anybody, if you cool and you ugly, holler.
You got a chance.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? They gotta, you know what I'm saying? Give me all types of love, too. Like,
she gonna pay
I'm doing
your
too
gas,
much. You gotta
food.
You're like, you gotta have some money.
Me, too.
I am still not lifting up nobody's goddamn stomach. I'm sorry.
Not me. I like a me with a bad attitude. They treat me bad, and they got a six-pack.
Treat
you bad. Just like the skinny ones, too.
Woo!
The skinny ones, too. I dated a skinny guy that I was like, oh, my God. He looks like he's anorexic. What is wrong with him? Now, don't get it twisted now, though. Their food be going somewhere else. So you got to give them.
Oh, that dick, huh?
Ew.
That's where
you
got
to give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's a whole different conversation.
A baby arm.
Skinny dick.
Yeah?
Have this mic. All right, Amara, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Y'all give it up for Amara La Negra. And by the way, stay tuned to my new single coming real soon, Insecure. Keep watching Living Hip Hop Miami.
Shit.
Keep watching Living Hip Hop Miami. It's going to be lit. And stay tuned. There's a lot of things coming up real soon. So
I want to see you smack a couple people.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't like how they be trying to talk crazy. Like, because we fuck with you.
you're gonna, you about to see, you see everyone nice, calm and collected, but there's only so much of that happening this season. So no, you'll see what happens.
And I want to say, big ups to you repping for the dark-skinned Latinos, because people think we don't, they don't exist. I'm a Puerto Rican white one, but this is a beautiful dark one. Like, look.
Aww,
Black
thank you
Latino,
so much.
Gorgeous.
Gracias. Thank you. Okay, so guys, I'm out. Once again, thank you so much for coming out here tonight. Thank you for all this girl talk. I really loved it. I enjoyed it. I can't wait to come back. When I come back to New York, please invite me again.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Please. We thank you so much.
Awesome.
Amara la Negra.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so next up, we are going to play a game. But first, we want to introduce our next guest.
Special guest.
Our next special guest.
Because y'all ain't know about this motherfucker coming.
Steph LaCour. We the best. Y'all know her from Love & Hip Hop Miami also. Steph, come on up here, girl. All right, so we need some people to participate in this part.
Okay, cool.
Because, you know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Now, I know
yes.
you're an artist, so uh-huh. we're going to do something fun. And okay. this is a Valentine's Day cards contest. And the winner is going to actually get a massage for two people at Upspa. So you can bring your best friend. You could bring your man.
Thank you.
You could bring your mom.
You could bring me.
You could bring Stephanie. You could bring Steph LaCour.
Because I don't have no friends. I need friends.
All right, so we need three volunteers.
Bring Steph LaCour.
Bring Steph LaCour.
Bring me.
To come on
nah,
here
we need that. The most hype person. Who's that person?
Right here. Right here. Come on up. Who are you picking? Go ahead, pick, Lo.
She the one that's bouncing in the seat saying, pick me, pick me, pick me.
All right, come on.
Her. Yeah,
her.
Yeah, come on.
Go, you right there. Yes. She's taking the jacket off. That one.
Girl, come
so
on.
So now, L'Oreal, show them how this is done. Okay?
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah, no, we're going to give an example. So you know how y'all get a card, the first page, and then the second page got to rhyme with the first page? All right. So roses are red. Your balls will be blue.
I'll give you some good pussy whenever I fuck you.
Whoa! Oh my God! Oh
so
my God!
They gotta be iller than that too. That was just, you know, that was just a practice round.
So y'all gotta cheer the loudest for who you think does the best job. Let me hear yours, Steph LaCour. Roses are red. Your balls will be blue.
Shit!
Like your hair.
damn, I got nothing for that. Roses are red. Your balls will be blue.
I like gang banging so your man could come too.
Whoa! Yo, L'Oreal, you gotta chill, B.
Yo, she's
yeah.
got.
Yo, you can't be sure. You can't be sure like that, bro.
No, I'm a whole rapper.
In the world.
She got bars.
She got bars.
Thank
you,
girl.
I win, y'all. I win.
Holy moly.
All right, tell us your name and everything.
My name is Bria, and I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Okay.
All right, so let's see your rhyme, okay? All right, so you got to rhyme this. This is when you open a Valentine's Day card. All you have to do is kiss me here.
All you have to do is kiss me here, kiss me there.
Come on, girl. Ooh, take it back, take it back. You know, regroup.
Come on, we give her a second. We give her a second. Tell L'Oreal to think about that gangbang for a second.
L'Oreal yeah, yeah. want a gangbang.
I like it nasty. No, I'm joking.
Real nasty.
Just be first.
All right, all you got to do is kiss me here, kiss me there. Come, I don't know.
And come everywhere.
Yay! Yay! Now you gotta take assist. Gigi to the massage, though. Be clear, if you will.
But it's gotta be, I'ma come everywhere.
Little luxurious.
Whoa. I got right. the best massage of my life at the Up Spot. All right, I don't mind so, going back there.
All you have to do is kiss me here.
Oof, kiss me there. Suck my ass.
Oh, whoa. Shit. Whoa! Pull my hair.
Whoa. Oh, Jesus. Pull
my hair. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Kiss me.
You don't like yo. No, I don't like getting my ass sucked. That, I think that's just the add-on to getting your pussy ate, and it's just like, oh, you just licked my butthole. Okay.
I'll take it.
Whoa, she didn't buy the rhyme and shit. She said, if you fuck another bitch, I'm going to cut your dick off.
Wait, you just say Valentine's Day.
Okay.
This is scary.
Black Friday girls 13. Got the juice.
Oh, she, look, my hey. Girl going to get the right hey. Shit. I picked you, so you better represent. You better okay. go get this,
Mr. Hunt. So rhyme this for your Valentine's Day card. All you have to do is kiss me here.
and fuck me everywhere.
God damn.
Hey, yeah. She wants.
Wait a minute.
Straight to it.
I like that one.
Straight to the point. She said, put it in all my holes. All
right, hold Whoa. On.
I hear you coming.
Come on, G. You took it too far.
All right, let's do another one, and then y'all will pick who's the winner. These three words will make me squirt.
What's your account number?
Now be like ASAP Ferg and put it in work.
That's four. That's four words, bro.
Put it in work is three words.
Put it in work.
Hey. Send account number.
Exactly. Sit on it.
You seem not sure.
All right. Y'all need to phone a friend.
It got a rhyme.
All right. Okay. It don't have to. All right. These three, if it's clever.
What's your bank?
Baltimore.
That's pretty good.
Nah, y'all got to do better.
These three words will make me squirt.
It's more than three, but money make me come. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We're not even bothering to rhyme shit. That's a haiku.
I know a couple rappers like that.
Little luxurious. Come on up here. Don't be nervous. That's what he said. Okay. These three words will make me squirt.
See, you feel it in your stomach.
And put in work.
Feel it in your
Why
stomach.
Why the fuck don't none of y'all know how to rhyme?
That's more than three words, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. We need somebody who know how to rhyme. Who know how to rhyme? We gotta ask somebody.
I got one. Roses are red. Roses are red. Your balls will be blue. You're gonna be super tight when I slow text you.
All right. Steph LaCourt, let's hear you. These three words will make me squirt.
I got more than three for that.
All right, let's hear it.
These three words will make me squirt. Yeah, like, bitch, you better put in work.
Yeah.
These three words are put in work.
Yeah.
Now, y'all forgot to be like, you got to use what I said from the beginning.
What was it?
It was, but you got to skip the whole three word shit. Like, three words will make me squirt. Be like ASAP Ferg and put it in work.
Oh.
That's how you got to do it.
Yo, you missed her. Work. Yo, are you hurting as a rapper?
I said that man loves a rapper.
She's a rapper.
L'Oreal, you win the goddamn spot.
I've never practiced.
And take me with you.
Take
Steph. And then we go on.
Oh, shit, I win.
And take me with you.
Bitch, you can't win. All right.
I retired, so that don't even count.
Here's the last one, and then y'all in the audience.
Come on, we about to team up. How about we team up?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Come on, there we go, because y'all need some help. Come on, yeah, because I called you over here. Bring your ass over here. Gigi, you get with somebody. Go with Steph, of course. Somebody go with somebody.
Somebody come with me.
There we go. Y'all need Jesus with this shit. None of y'all better have no Valentine's, neither with these guys' rhymes. All right, hold on.
Here's the last Valentine's Day card, because I don't know. This ain't going too well. All right. All you have to do is kiss me here. Steph, you start it off.
Oh, no.
All you have to do is kiss me here,
play with my pussy, and pull on my hair.
Hey! Whoa. Hey, I like that one. Yes.
In that order.
Yes.
All right, over here, Team Stephanie Santiago.
All right, let's see what we got.
All you have to do is kiss me here.
Yeah.
Kiss me here, bring Stephanie and her iVibe.
Oh,
that's a.
She really tried to get me to squirt, you little freaky. Right,
you little right. freaky.
You little freak. Little freaky.
Gigi.
You little freaky.
She said, you pop it in the bathtub.
She said, you pop it in the bathtub and then ask God for forgiveness. She knows me.
Oh, Gigi, shit. All you have to do, Baltimore, is kiss me here.
All you gotta do is.
Steph already won the whole thing.
Okay. Hand movement. Okay.
What? Oh, who screamed out about Stephanie's pussy?
Which Stephanie?
No, it's because they know I got the nice pictures.
All you gotta do is.
Okay. I feel like we need a snap.
All right, here we go. Y'all ready? All you gotta do is kiss me here, lick me there. I'ma come everywhere.
That
okay.
one too.
Okay. If only
you were okay, Gigi, I see your coaching.
Yes, Gigi. Gigi on the run.
Gigi, coach.
Yes, Gigi. Your partner. Mine's is good too.
Steph LaCourt was good. All right. L'Oreal.
Did I win?
Hold on. Last one. Let's see. All you have to do is kiss me here.
Kiss me there. Fuck your girl. I don't like to share.
Oh. Hey. What's up? Whoa. What? What? What's good? Oscar.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, so yeah, who is the winner?
Hey!
Is our girl Ashley from UpSpot here? Ashley, where you at? So if y'all missed
it, she's a vagina whisperer.
We did a whole special on vajayshows. You said that vagina facials and all of that. So you are going to win. We have a certificate for you. Who are you going to take to go get that massage with you?
My best friend. I don't got no man. Sorry, y'all.
Okay,
go, you got a best friend. That's my best friend. She's fitna.
I'm available, not tomorrow, but the day after.
She's trying to make you have a side piece.
Vagina
I'm just saying, the 14th May.
You had a vagina
side
facial?
15th.
Of course. A vajayshal.
I did. Honestly, like, you just got to take care of yourself and, like, there's nothing better than having a pretty pussy. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, pussies are very congratulations, important. Bitch. It's a good one.
All right. Do y'all want to, can we give them a shot before they get off the stage? Do y'all want a shot?
I do.
Oh, a shot of liquor. I thought you meant like a shout out.
Take a shot of this. I like to shout out my mom. Effin, it's fabulous.
We have Effin, we have Kovarsia, we have Patron. What would you like?
Me? No, what do you want?
Stephanie, you pick. That's your team.
Shit. Okay. Listen.
The pressure.
I'm drinking this effing vodka.
She want Patron.
Let's do a tequila shot. I want to have a shot.
I know nobody offered me a motherfucking shot the whole time.
Let's all do it together.
We all should do a shot.
Angela.
Is everybody out here doing shots or is it just us?
Angela, what? Are you going to do a shot?
Where's my glass?
This is going to be so
talk a little
disgusting.
Louder. She said she wanted to talk about anal, example. Y'all.
You want who wants to talk who about
wants
anal?
Who wants to hear about anal? Because she was some... No? Oh, you're alone.
What do you want to talk about anal? What do you want to know?
You're what?
You guys
all
say,
I know
you guys
is that, you know... Anal is not for everyone.
I know.
No, don't save it for marriage because then you're saving shit for your marriage.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do
boom, boom, boom. No, you guys didn't get it? No, no, no.
Shot time.
Hi, Taina.
Okay, we need y'all to take y'all shot and go back to y'all seats. Y'all won already. Go.
All right, shot.
All right, so... Uh-oh. Shots, everybody.
Cheers.
Where's O'Neal?
Please don't watch my shot face.
I got a whole bottle back here. Don't worry.
Can you do a shot, though?
Of course.
We love our DJ, O'Manaya. Shout out to him.
Cups up.
She has a jewelry.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers,
so
cheers,
you know.
Cheers.
An applause for our guest that came on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't worry, we have one more prize at the end of the night. We are giving away a brand new mattress.
Ew,
no, I come saying nothing on mattress.
From Spectrum right. Mattresses.
Bad and bougie mattress.
Okay, Spectrum wait, Mattress bro. USA. Follow them on Instagram and all that. You know,
good
gotta plug
pussy
the plug.
Mattress. This mattress so bomb is gonna
get a discount at Spectrum
pussy.
Mattresses.
You what you need, a mattress?
Yeah, I'd like to buy a new one. I still have the one my baby daddy bought me.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of
we
that.
We got
bad
you,
boy.
Steph.
Nah, but it's a good mattress. I ain't gonna lie. Every time I lay in my bed, I'm like, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my bed.
I don't think that shot I took just now was a good idea. You ever take a shot and be like, bad idea?
No, the other day I was hosting a party in Washington, D.C., and I took a shot. And guess what happened to me after?
You died.
I died and I threw up.
Oh, yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
Not tonight, baby. Ain't nobody throwing up.
You all right over there?
I'm good. I'm going to make it.